Welcome to Money Markets and Masterminds, a Citywire South Africa podcast that delves into the intricate world of finance, investment, and strategic decision-making. If you're a fund selector, independent financial advisor, or institutional capitalist looking for insights, analysis, and expert opinions to enhance your perspective, you're in the right place here with me, editor Ruan Uester. Today, we're recording on location from Fan Court in George, where we're hosting our annual Citywire South Africa retreat. It's a gathering of sharp investment minds, advisor leaders, and portfolio managers, all here to connect, challenge ideas, and collaborate on what's next for the industry. One of our esteemed guests at the Independent Wealth portion of the event, and my guest on the show today, is Stuart Green, portfolio manager at Platinum Portfolios. It's an owner-managed investment firm that has been partnering with advisors for over 25 years this year. Stuart brings a rare combination of treasury, wealth management, and institutional experience to the table, along with a CFA and CFP credential. In this episode, we are going to explore how Platinum Portfolios designs and manages its range of fund of funds and unit trusts used to shape portfolios, and where it is currently seeing opportunity, whether it's locally or globally. So let's get into it. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Ruan. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with your journey. You began in the UK Treasury, moved through wealth and institutional portfolio management, and now you're at Platinum. What ties all this together for you?
Yeah, well, my early days in Treasury helped me to understand the intricacies of the financial system. But the bulk of my career has been rooted in providing investment solutions for private clients using a multi-manager approach. Working at a large institution did provide me with unrestricted access to all sizes of fund managers, and gave me insight to just how differently institutional investments are managed as opposed to those that are focused on the private client.
You've worked across both private client portfolios and institutional multi-manager platforms, as you just mentioned. How does that dual perspective influence your approach to constructing a fund of funds for advisors?
Yeah, so this has helped form a balanced approach in the construction of these funds. From private clients, I now understand the importance of minimizing drawdowns or capital losses, rather than simply focusing on volatility as a measure of risk. Individuals, I find, are more concerned if they see their own money decreasing in value, not if they outperform a market index or a group of funds. Institutional platforms have also taught me the rigor in manager selection, due diligence and portfolio construction, emphasizing diversification and risk-adjusted returns.
For listeners who may not know Platinum Portfolios well, tell us about the business and the type of funds you offer. What's the core philosophy behind your unit trust and fund of funds?
Sure. So Platinum Portfolios was launched 25 years ago by Sherilyn Pedler and Mel Meltzer. And so we are celebrating a significant milestone this year. Since the start, Platinum has always been private client focused, which for us means that we do not manage money in the interest of trustees or of committees, but we strive to provide absolute returns while minimizing those capital losses. we are a boutique investment firm that has found success by working closely with IFAs, providing them with the investment solutions so that they can focus on managing the client relationship and on providing financial advice. Our core philosophy is that of quality, whether it is in the management teams and moats of the stocks we buy, or the fund managers that we use in our fund of funds. So then next month we are launching a Reg 28 growth fund of funds that will target a return of 5% over inflation, and we feel that this will now complete our suite of funds.
Your solutions, as you mentioned, are used by advisors, but you're not a DFM or a discretionary fund manager. What do you see as the key differences, and how do you support advisors without taking over the advice function?
The key difference is that a DFM offers a number of model portfolios that can be altered and tweaked. We offer a clear and concise range of investment solutions that will certainly cater for almost all risk profiles. We see advisors as our partners and work closely with them to provide all the investment support they require. And this then frees them up to focus on the advice function for the client.
Stuart, you've run a wealth firm before. How do you make sure your funds are understandable and usable within the advisor-client relationship?
Ruan, I try to remove all the jargon and the overly technical terms when I am discussing investments. My aim is not to overwhelm the client or the planner, but rather to ensure that they completely understand what they are investing into and are comfortable with the process. While they do not necessarily want to make the investment decisions, I find that clients at least want to have a grasp of how their money is managed.
Offshore exposure remains a big topic. What's your take on Rand risk, global diversification, and how do your funds address those concerns?
In our Rand-based solutions, offshore provides an element of diversification as well as access to alternative sources of revenue drivers. Through our modeling, we then assign strategic asset allocation parameters for each of the funds in accordance with its own return target and risk budget. As we all know, the Rand is a highly volatile currency, and so we are always mindful of the inherent risks going offshore to a Rand-based investor.
Stuart, are you building in any exposure to alternatives, thematics, or defensive strategies within your funds?
Unfortunately, at present, Cisco does not allow for alternative investments in our CIS structures. We do not take thematic views, but prefer to invest in global multinational companies. where a proven and successful management team can allocate capital efficiently across a multiple of jurisdictions and regions. In our local bond allocation, we are overweight the short end the curve to provide a defensive element to the funds while still capturing attractive yields over inflation.
Stuart, as a CFA and a CFP, do you think the link between advice planning and investment delivery is improving in South Africa, or is there still some work to be done?
Look, I think there is always work to be done in this space to ensure that advisors are using investment strategies that do align with the individual's financial goals. Luckily, though, we have such strong relationships with most of the advisors that use our solutions and are in constant discussion with them. This goes a long way to remove any disconnect and unnecessary surprises.
Do you see space for things like ESG, behavioral finance, or even artificial intelligence in the way funds are constructed or communicated?
We are always looking to improve our processes. And so we are starting to use AI to improve our research and data analysis. But this is not a replacement for an individual's skill set or experience.
Right. Time for a quick fire close. One thing advisors often misunderstand about funds of funds, one market view you hold that's currently contrarian, and one trend in the advisor world you are excited about.
Sure. So firstly, I'd say that there is a perception that an outsourced investment solution is the silver bullet, and so it will always beat inflation plus targets, always be top quartile, as well as never ever lose capital. On the contrarian view, currently there is a lot of negative sentiment around the the US. We are still bullish on the economy, focusing though on those quality multinational companies. And then finally, we're seeing a trend where advisors are focusing more on holistic financial planning and less on fund selection. While the two are certainly interconnected, they are full-time jobs in their own right and are vital in the service to the client.
Well, that's a wrap on another deep dive into the minds that built better portfolios. In markets where noise is constant and certainty is scarce, what matters most is clarity of thought, consistency of philosophy, and the discipline behind that strategy. To all our Citywire South African listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Money Markets and Masterminds, live from our Fan Court Independent Wealth Retreat, with me, editor Ruan Yuester, and my producer, Alan Walsh, from the Citywire Studios team. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your network. We're available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iono.fm. All Citywire South Africa podcasts and videos are also available on our homepage, so please go register and explore our growing library of multimedia content. And with that, and until next time, goodbye.